Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Imagine an ant carrying a heavy load on its tiny shoulders. Each day, it wakes up, burdened by the struggles and challenges that life throws its way. It's a feeling that many of us can relate to as we navigate through the challenges of life. But what if I told you that there is a simple, yet powerful secret to transforming your perspective? A secret that can shift your focus from the negative to the positive, from the burdens to the blessings? Today, I want to share with you the life-changing power of gratitude. We will explore how cultivating a heart of thankfulness can revolutionize your relationship with God and transform your daily life. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in Colossians 3, verse 15, the Apostle Paul reminds us, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." This verse is a powerful reminder that thankfulness is intertwined with the peace of God. When we allow His peace to rule in our hearts, gratitude naturally flows, creating a cycle of blessing and peace. It is through a thankful heart that we can fully experience the serenity and unity that God desires for us. Understand that gratitude is not just a feeling. It is a choice, a decision to focus on the good things in our lives, even amidst the challenges and hardships. It is a recognition that every blessing, no matter how small, comes from the hand of our loving Heavenly Father. Now, let us explore the power of a grateful heart. My dear friends, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18, we are instructed, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." God's will for our lives is that we embrace an attitude of thankfulness, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. And this might seem contradictory, to give thanks in the midst of hardship and pain. But this is precisely what God calls us to do. His will for our lives is that we embrace an attitude of thankfulness, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. It's not about denying the reality of our struggles or pretending that everything is perfect. Rather, it's about choosing to focus on God's goodness and faithfulness, even when our circumstances are challenging. It's about trusting that He is working all things together for our good, even when we can't see the full picture. When we choose to give thanks in all circumstances, we are declaring our faith in a God who is greater than our problems. We are proclaiming that our hope and joy are found in Him alone and not in our external situations. And as we do, we will find that our hearts are filled with a peace and strength that can only come from above. So, my friends, Let us take hold of this truth and make it a reality in our lives. Let us choose to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in all things. When we do this, we are acknowledging God's sovereignty and goodness in our lives. We are declaring that He is in control and that His plans for us are perfect, even when we don't understand them. Gratitude shifts our focus from our problems to God's promises, from our lack to His abundance. It is a powerful weapon against the enemy's tactics of discouragement, fear, and doubt. When we fill our hearts and minds with thanksgiving, there is no room for complaining or negativity. Instead, we experience the peace and joy that come from a heart aligned with God's will. The prophet Habakkuk demonstrates this beautifully in Habakkuk 3, verses 17 to 18. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. And there be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Even in the face of lack and hardship, Habakkuk chose to rejoice in the Lord and find his joy in God's salvation. He understood that true contentment and peace come not from external circumstances, but from a heart rooted in gratitude. My dear friends, if you can embrace this attitude of gratitude, even in the darkest of times, the enemy will never have a foothold in your life. Just imagine the enemy screaming in anguish, confusion, and frustration when he realizes that you have an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges and hardships you face. When you choose to rejoice in the Lord, no matter what, you are effectively shutting the door on the enemy's attempts to steal your peace and joy. And instead, you are opening the door for God to work wonders in your life. You are positioning yourself to receive His blessings and experience His favor in new and exciting ways. But gratitude is not just a one-time act. It is a daily practice, a habit that we must nurture and grow. It requires intentionality and effort, especially when life gets tough. One practical way to cultivate gratitude is to make it a part of your daily prayer routine. As you come before the Lord each day, take time to thank Him for His goodness and faithfulness in your life. Thank Him for the answered prayers, the unexpected blessings, and the trials that have strengthened your faith. As you pray, ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to the blessings around you, even in the midst of challenges. Another way to cultivate gratitude is to share it with others. When you experience God's goodness in your life, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with your family, friends, and community. Testify of His faithfulness and encourage others to give thanks alongside you. As you do, you'll find that your gratitude becomes contagious, spreading hope and joy to those around you. Let us look at the words of the psalmist in Psalm 34, verses 1 to 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. When we bless the Lord at all times and make His praise a constant part of our lives, we invite others to join us in magnifying His name. We become a beacon of hope and light in a world that desperately needs it. My friends, gratitude is a powerful spiritual discipline that can transform our lives and the lives of those around us. It is a key that unlocks the door to God's presence and opens our hearts to receive His abundant blessings. So, my dear friends, let us make gratitude a daily practice in our lives. Let us wake up each morning with hearts overflowing with thanksgiving, ready to face the day with the strength and courage that comes from knowing we serve a good and faithful God. Let us be quick to praise Him for His blessings, big and small. We will now turn our attention to gratitude in the face of adversity. My dear friends, it's easy to give thanks when everything is going well, when our prayers are answered and our dreams are coming true. But what about when life takes an unexpected turn? What about when we face loss, disappointment, or pain? It is in these moments that gratitude becomes a true testament of our faith and trust in God. In the book of Acts, we find a powerful example of gratitude in the face of adversity. In Acts 16, verses 22 to 25, we read about Paul and Silas, who were thrown into prison for preaching the gospel. The scripture says, "Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Despite the pain and injustice they faced, Paul and Silas chose to lift their voices in praise and thanksgiving to God. They recognized that their circumstances did not define them, and that their hope and joy were found in Christ alone. Their gratitude and praise in the midst of adversity not only strengthened their own faith, but also profoundly impacted everyone around them, demonstrating the transformative power of a thankful heart. The other prisoners listened to their prayers and songs, witnessing the power of a grateful heart in action. My friends, when we choose to give thanks and praise God in the midst of our struggles, we are declaring our trust in God's goodness and sovereignty. We are acknowledging that He is in control and that His plans for us are perfect, even when we can't see the full picture. Gratitude in adversity is a powerful witness to the world around us, testifying to the hope and peace that can only be found in Christ. It is a light shining in the darkness, drawing others to the source of our strength and joy. The Apostle James encourages us to adopt this attitude of gratitude in James 1 verses 2 to 4. The scripture says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." When we count it all joy in the face of trials, we are not denying the reality of our pain or struggles. Rather, we are choosing to focus on the good that God can bring out of even the most difficult circumstances. We are trusting that He is using our trials to refine us, to strengthen our faith, and to make us more like Christ. This kind of gratitude requires a deep level of surrender and trust in God. It means letting go of our own plans and expectations and embracing His will for our lives, even when it is uncomfortable or painful. It means fixing our eyes on the eternal, rather than the temporary. Recognizing that our present sufferings are nothing compared to the glory that awaits us in Christ. In the words of the Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 to 18, the Bible tells us, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." When we choose gratitude in the face of adversity, we are declaring our faith in the unseen realities of God's kingdom. We are proclaiming that our hope is not in this world, but in the world to come, where every tear will be wiped away and every sorrow will be turned to joy. My dear friends, let us not wait until our circumstances are perfect to give thanks. Let us choose gratitude in the midst of our trials, knowing that God is working all things together for our good and His glory. Let us be like Paul and Silas, lifting our voices in praise, even in the darkest of nights. As we do, we will find that our hearts are filled with a peace that surpasses all understanding, a joy that cannot be shaken by the storms of life. And now, let us consider how we can cultivate a lifestyle of gratitude, one that permeates every aspect of our lives. My dear friends, gratitude is not meant to be a fleeting emotion or an occasional practice. It is meant to be a way of life, a daily choice to give thanks in all circumstances. The Apostle Paul, who faced countless trials and hardships throughout his ministry, understood the importance of cultivating a grateful heart. In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, he writes, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Paul encourages us to approach every situation with prayer and thanksgiving, trusting that God's peace will guard our hearts and minds as we do. This kind of gratitude requires a conscious effort to shift our focus from our worries and fears to the goodness and faithfulness of God. It means choosing to trust in His provision and care, even when the future seems uncertain. One practical way to cultivate a lifestyle of gratitude is to make it a part of our daily rhythms and routines. Just as we set aside time for prayer, Bible study, and worship, we can also set aside time to give thanks. This might look like starting each day with a prayer of gratitude, thanking God for the gift of a new day and the blessings in our lives. It might mean taking a few moments throughout the day to pause and reflect on the good things God has done, no matter how small they may seem. As we make gratitude a regular practice, it will begin to transform the way we see the world around us. We will start to notice the blessings that we once overlooked, the small moments of grace and beauty that fill our days. We will become more attuned to the ways in which God is working in our lives and the lives of those around us. Another way to cultivate a lifestyle of gratitude is to surround ourselves with reminders of God's goodness. This might mean filling our homes with scripture verses or quotes that speak of His faithfulness and love. It might mean creating a gratitude wall or board where we can post photos, notes, or keepsakes that remind us of the blessings in our lives. As we surround ourselves with these visual reminders, we will find that our hearts are constantly being drawn back to an attitude of thankfulness. We will be less likely to get caught up in the worries and distractions of life, and more likely to keep our eyes fixed on the one who sustains us. In the Old Testament, we find a beautiful example of a lifestyle of gratitude in the life of King David. Despite the many trials and challenges he faced, David consistently turned his heart towards God in praise and thanksgiving. In Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5, he declares, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." David understood that gratitude was not just a response to God's blessings, but a way of life, a daily choice to bless the Lord with all that was within him. He chose to remember God's benefits, to dwell on his forgiveness, healing, redemption, and love. And as he did, he found his soul renewed and his heart filled with joy and peace. My friends, let us follow in the footsteps of David and Paul, cultivating a lifestyle of gratitude that transforms every aspect of our lives. Let us make the choice each day to give thanks, to bless the Lord with all that is within us. Let us surround ourselves with reminders of his goodness and faithfulness, trusting that he is working all things together for our good. As we do, we will find that our hearts are filled with a deep sense of contentment and peace, a joy that comes from knowing that we are loved and cared for by a good and faithful God. We will become a living testimony of his grace and mercy, shining a light of hope and gratitude in a world that so desperately needs it. So, my dear friends, let us commit today to cultivating a lifestyle of gratitude, one that honors God and transforms our lives. Let us give thanks in all circumstances, trusting in his perfect plan and provision. And let us never forget the words of 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I come before you with a heart full of gratitude, praise, and adoration. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the God who was, who is, and who is to come. Your glory fills the heavens, and your majesty is beyond compare. I magnify your holy name, for you alone are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Lord, I thank you for the gift of life, for the gift of a new day, and for the blessings you have poured out upon me and my loved ones. I am grateful for your unconditional love, your unending grace, and your constant presence in my life. Thank you for your daily provisions and goodness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Merciful Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me for the times I have fallen short of your glory. Forgive me for the moments I have let my heart be filled with ungratefulness and complaints. I repent of my sins and ask for your mercy. I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all bitterness, resentment, and anger. Lord, help me to cultivate a heart of gratitude, one that sees your goodness in every circumstance. Help me to focus on your blessings, even in the face of adversity, and to trust in your perfect plan for my life. Give me eyes to see the beauty around me, and a heart that overflows with thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am free from the chains of negativity and complaining. I bind the spirit of ungratefulness, and I rebuke its influence over my life. I choose to walk in the freedom and joy that come from a grateful heart. Lord, I pray for healing in every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. I am grateful that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I pray for your divine protection against the attacks of the enemy, against every scheme and tactic meant to steal my joy and peace. Surround me with your angels and guard me with your love. Bless my loved ones, Lord, and fill their hearts with gratitude. May they experience the same healing, protection, and favor that I have prayed for myself. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting up each other in prayer, and believing for your goodness to be made manifest in our lives. Lord, give us grateful hearts. Give us hearts that overflow with praise and thanksgiving, no matter what challenges we may face. Help us to be a light in this world, shining your love and grace to all those around us. We claim victory in the name of Jesus, declaring that no obstacle is too great, no mountain too high for our God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. Lord, we receive your healing touch, your perfect peace, and your unshakable joy. Thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit in our lives, guiding us, comforting us, and empowering us to live a life of gratitude. We are grateful for the blessings we have now, for the blessings yet to come, and for the trials that have strengthened our faith. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.